Meanwhile, lawmakers on Capitol Hill still working to pass a new round of COVID financial relief. And tonight, we know there are two different bills now on the table. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil has details from Washington, D.C. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, we've been following that bipartisan group of lawmakers from the Senate, the House, Democrats and Republicans who came together. Unfortunately, their bill that they had a lot of hope in to restart negotiations last week didn't get the traction that they were hoping it would get. The leaders in both parties didn't bring it up for a vote. So what that group did today was essentially say, all right, let's split this bill up into two different bills. And the first part is going to be everything that we agree on. And then the second part is going to be things that we cannot yet agree on, with the idea, not reinventing the wheel here, but just being that, look, there is a lot here that we all think is going to be good for the American public. Let's just vote on that. Let's get help to Americans who need it. And then let's continue to argue about the sticking points that we cannot agree on later, while we have already gotten help to the American public. So I want to put on the screen here the first part of this bill, which again is repurposed from last week, but this is just the portion of their old bill that everybody agreed on. And this is unemployment benefits that are going to be extended another 16 weeks. Workers that were getting that $300 $600 bonus before are now going to be getting $300 in additional unemployment benefits. They've also added $300 billion more into the Paycheck Protection Program. It's that program that's supposed to help small businesses stay afloat. They also have $82 billion for schools to help get kids back safely, and $16 billion for COVID testing and for vaccine distribution. Again, that total package is $748 billion, very large amount that everyone agrees on. This is the second part of the bill we're going to show you now. And this second bill is the one that, again, does not have so much agreement. This would be $160 billion for struggling state and local governments nationwide. That is something that Democrats have been pushing for, that Republicans have been opposed to. At the same time, this bill would also give businesses and corporations protections against lawsuits if workers have to go back to work and they end up getting COVID. That is something that Republicans had been pushing for, that Democrats are not okay with. So they're going to keep arguing about that. They're trying to propose both bills, but again, likely that they see some traction on that first one where there's large, widespread agreement. I want to show you some of the things that lawmakers have been saying about these pieces of legislation, really addressing the urgency of the moment.
This is not just paper. This is hope. That stack of paper, that compilation of ideas and concerns and the hopes and the fears of people all across the country. This is hope.
It's going to be hard for anyone to say, what portion would you take out of this? Right. Who do you want to leave behind? Food banks, unemployed, not deliver broadband, not help small business? Give me any member.
We can't go home for Christmas if we don't do this. We cannot go home for Christmas and leave millions of Americans losing their unemployment insurance the day after Christmas.
So they're going to need support from congressional leaders, Speaker Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. And I thought it was telling, by the way, that a lot of the lawmakers that came out and spoke today said that it was remarkable both sides of the aisle got together and accomplished something. And they all said it shouldn't be remarkable. That should be what we do every day. So they are hopeful that this, at least portion now, of relief will move forward. Reporting live tonight from the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.
All right, Joe, thank you.